DWB non-exclusive. You can hear those on any other station. You can hear it on WCCO. You can hear it anywhere. DGY, Luigi, you can hear it on Luigi as well. You can hear this record anywhere. But if you're listening to Luigi right now, you should be listening to KDWB. Here Comes My Baby by the Tremolos. KDWB time is a little after 1. No, let's see, it's 1:37, which is close to 2 o'clock, or something to that effect. Hi, Pete.
No, you got to turn me up yet.
Hi, Mike. Yeah, there I am. Just a little bit.
Hello. Hi, Pete.
Hello.
Hey, Pete.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing, Pete?
Better, thank you.
Hey. How is it in that, in there?
In here?
Yeah.
You mean here where I am as opposed to over there, out there where you are?
Yeah, in the environmental chamber. I better explain this to the people that are listening. They don't really understand. You see, the KDWB Secret City is in a very peculiar part of Minnesota, and Peter is right now immersed. And about, how deep would you say that tank is?
About 25 feet, Michael.
25 feet of warm water.
Yes.
With little things sticking on your body. What is that thing there?
These little things are electrodes there, Michael. They're just to test my reaction.
That's it. Now watch this. Now I'm going to push this button, and you listen to this reaction that Peter gives you. You see? That's all you got to do is push a button.
Michael, that's beautiful.
Now, I'll push another button.
More of that.
I'll push that button later. I'm going to push another button.
Michael always has the buttons.
Okay, here we go. That's essentially the same reaction.
Well, no, the first one was just really delighted. The second one was quite embarrassed.
Okay. But it's okay in there.
Oh, gosh.
Do you think you'll be able to stand it until the concert tomorrow?
Oh, listen, if you leave me in here until the concert tomorrow, I will be prepared to give the greatest concert in my career.
I'm gonna push one more button and see what happens. That's a weird button, man. It sounds just exactly like Mercy Mercy by the Buckinghams. Did you have anything to do with that?
No, listen, it's just the electronic currents they have me down here in this 25-foot pool filled with...
Do you have a lot of 45s programmed into you?
It's not programmed into me, man. It's just the way that particular thing has been going down.
Does it bother you being that deep in water?
No.
Water puts me very uptight.
Well, I just feel like I'm, you know...
I wouldn't mind it if I was immersed in scotch. Or coffee.
Yeah, I can see your point.
Something like that. But
your point.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Peter Percival Patterson had a pet pig named Porky.
You know what? You know what I think would go good right now? No.
Nice, cool, frosty, bursting glass of Liebig.
No, I'd like a good... excuse me. I think would go good with my ham sandwich.
A ham sandwich?
I have a ham and Swiss sandwich here.
How would you like
on
some
rye bread.
How about some jellied water?
No, I tell you what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to do your imitation of Nancy Wilson singing Alvin.
Very good. Okay, bye-bye. Alvin? She doesn't know Alvin. How in hell is...
Peter?
How in goodness gracious...
FCC. The Federal Communications Commission.
I'm sorry, FCC. I'm sorry.
Oh, boy.
Twin Cities.
We'll be back after we get Peter out of the water. Okay, this is KDWB. We've just taken Peter out of the water.
And he won't swear anymore.
Yeah. Have you got a towel somebody give to Peter?
And dry out his mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, you hear that? Echo gang? That's...
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. That's
right. You gotta take this down.
Yeah, I gotta take down the monitor, otherwise it'll echo, clearly.
You'd never get this on the Bobby Davis show.
That's a good thing, too.
Yeah, we took this over from Bobby Davis. We're sorry. A what now?
Whisper, mutter, 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 whisper,
right now,
mutter, mutter, mutter.
Wonder and Nito J. All right, St. Paul right here on KDWB. It's 12 minutes before the hour. This is the Bill Davis Show, and we'll be back right after you hear this.
Freddie Gerber, only place to go. If you want a ring or bracelet, you'll be proud to show. Freddie Gerber, teenage credit to. Come and see a salesman, they'll be good to you.
385 Wabasha in the heart of St. Paul.
Today, KDWB St. Paul presents
Mickey, Mike, Peter, and David, and Leonard Farnsworth.
This is the Bobby Davis Show. The monkeys have taken over. Hello, St. Paul. Boy, we're tired. Oh, gotta turn the monitor down. Okay, are we still there? Yeah. Everything's cool, right? Everything's open and ready to go. Let's see. It's the Bobby Davis Show.
You said that.
Yeah, we're gathered around to watch his ratings plummet. Because this is it, man. The next 3 month Hooper, Bobby, it's all over for you, baby. You know that, don't you? Forget you. Maybe you can get a job at Ouija. That's WDJY.
GY. WDGY.
That's
right.
Ouija. Right now, I'm going to go out here on the street for a minute and see if I can find somebody walking around and just have a nice interview, something like that. What's all the feedback? Now you look like an average, you know, nice American boy.
Hey, thanks a lot, guy. Hey guy, will you get out of here, man? I don't want you guys around here.
Are you gonna get into this car here? This car right here?
It's my car, am I?
The woman
he's my car.
It's up against my white sock.
So move.
Well, I was going to.
This is my car. You don't like it, huh? Something like
that? No, it's a neato jet car.
Hey, Juan, come over here a minute. Hey, Charlie Rocket, come here. These are my friends. It's Charlie Rocket. Charlie, this guy don't like my car.
No, I didn't say that. I dig your car.
What do you think about that, Charlie? He's got all over my car. Hey, gringo!
You can't do that, man. That was on the end.
Good morning, this is Robert Davis with the KDWB. Let's make it 1:50, our close by final edition of the news. Currently in the Twin Cities, fair skies. We have 62 degrees. Let's see if the monkeys pick it back up here.
Today, KDWB St. Paul presents
Mickey, Mike, Peter, and David, and Leonard Farnsworth.
Just a few more feet, and I'll be up here at the very top of this incredible mountain that I didn't know was around here, and it's, I don't know, oxygen's being like, oh no, it's Sky King and his airplane. Here it is. This is Michael Nesmith of the Monkees. I'm taking you high atop whatever mountain this is. Boy, it's a long way down there, and I'm just a few more craggy little crevices, and there it is. There's the door I've been looking for. Windy and I'm about to freeze to death. Maybe I'll just walk up here and knock on the door and see if I can get an answer. The door's open all by itself. I guess I'll just walk in here into the outer chamber and there's another door, looks like here. Oh, there's a button right here. I'll push this button. The door's moving. And it's open. Oh, it's a great modern Gee, I can't believe this. Right up here, just out in the middle of nowhere. But it looks like a hideout or something. Oh, this is... And here's another door. Wonder... And another button. No, wait a minute. Here's a sack. It says, take a bite of the mushroom to make you smaller. Well, okay, I'll take a bite.
It says here, take a bite of the mushroom to make you a little bigger. Okay, I'll take another bite.
Boy, that was good. All right, my clothes didn't fit or anything. It's good to be back. I'm not gonna eat any more of that silly mushroom. Wow. Push the button here and see if the door. What a. This looks like Hugh Hefner's pad. Incredible. This is beautiful. The carpet on the floor and. Sir, excuse me.
Yeah.
Aren't you Carlisle Wheeling?
Yes.
Well, Mr. Wheeling, my name's Michael Nesmith.
Glad to meet you, Mr. Nesmith. How are you?
I'm with...
Glad to meet you.
I'm with a group of surveyors, and
yes.
We wanted to come up here. You have something of a reputation in your business. You are a jewel...
Well, yeah, you might say I deal in hot ice.
Yeah,
yeah.
Jewel thief.
Yes,
right?
Yeah, I'm a jewel thief.
Well, yes. I'm glad to see that there's a man of your caliber.
Well, thank you very much, Mrs.
Honest, straightforward, and no mincing any words.
Thank you very much.
Yes, we're here at the home of Carlisle Wheeling, jewel thief, high above this mountain through 14 different entrances and weird mushroom plants.
How are you, folks? How are you out there?
All this stuff. Mr. Wheeling, I wondered,
yes.
I know that it's not your general practice, but I was wondering if you'd show me your... What do you call it in the business? Stash?
Well, I usually don't show my stash to everybody. You know, my stash is very hot.
Yeah.
And I gotta keep it cool.
Yeah, well, I...
But since you're a nice guy and you walked up the whole mountain, you know... The whole thing. The bears and lions and tigers and bears, oh my. And yeah, I'll let you see it. Come on
great.
In. We'll go through this.
Would you mind?
There's a sliding panel over here. You haven't noticed that, I'm sure. We'll push that one, too.
Okay.
And here we are in my stash room. And you'll see the stash all over
Ladies
the walls.
Excuse me, Mr. Wheeling. I'm a little overwhelmed. I didn't expect this. There must be over $385,000 worth of hot jewels up here.
It's very beautiful up here. Yes, I love to go to my stash room.
Can you...
Excuse me, what?
I know, it's another question that's a little out of the order, but I was wondering, can you tell me exactly where you got these jewels?
Well, I thought you knew. Listen, there's only one place that I do my thieving. Through the years, I think that I have hit about every place in the city, every place maybe in the world. And, I've come to decide that after all these years, I've stuck to that old standard, Fred A. Gerber. Fred A. Gerber.
In St. Paul.
In St. Paul. Where else?
That's where you do most of your thieving.
Oh, yes. Undeniably, unquestionably.
Well,
but Fred A. Gerber at the very top. Of my jewel list.
And then...
For hot stash, Fred A. Gerber is the best connection in town.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
You know, there's something else that's sort of bothering me, too. Obviously.
Diamonds and cut glass.
I was wondering if you could tell me first of all, how old are you, Carlisle?
I'm 54.
54?
54
and
years old.
You've been a jewel thief for...
52 years, yes.
52 years of your natural life.
Yes, sir.
You know, I've heard many tales about this place.
Well, there's many tales up here. There's many tales that have happened in this place. Yes, there has. Many things been going on. Lots of jewels have been stolen.
How have you managed?
Well, since the age of two is when I started my first jewel thief. My first jewel thieving. As I stole my mother's Julia, I was 2 years old.
Yeah.
And I've lived all those 52 years. And the way that I have kind of kept my remoteness, my privacy, very simple. Here's another door. If you'll wait just a moment.
Oh.
Don't.
This is Michael Nesmith returning you to KDW.
Since burning, if that means anything to any of you. Good. I'm very glad. and God is love, right? At least that's what they keep telling me. I had too much monitor speaker on, that's why testing. Where should this mic one be? About like that? Like that? Just kind of balance it into the red. Testing, into the red. There I go. Okay. See, it's not like, turn up that radio for a second if you can.
Hello.
Turn it up.
Hello.
No, it doesn't make it sound much like an echo. Chamber. Well, that's about all I have left to say. Here's the number. KDWB time is 3:17, I hope. I can't see that far, so I'm not sure. If any of you are planning any jobs, bank robberies, or anything where you need to have all your watches synchronized, don't listen to me here. I can't see that far. Yes, I can. It's 3:17. I was right. interesting story. Well, interesting for me, anyway. As most of you have undoubtedly heard, there's been a lot of hassle and everything about the monkeys playing our music, and which took us quite by surprise, since we did, and the first records, the first albums and everything, we were just jamming together with a whole lot of people, like, trying to just put together anything, you know, music, whatever. And then they came out, and then everybody started criticizing us for not playing all the violins and not all the saxophones and not the the 85 other instruments involved in making a big track, for making big tracks or whatever, you know. And rather than, like, learn how to play the French horn, we would call in a very expert French horn player, like Vince Groza, for instance, who's, like, about the best, and have him do it. But the wrath of hell went down upon the monkeys, and we all got together, we all meaning just us four, and decided that for our own peace of mind, and especially because people just didn't seem to understand, we would transgress, which means go backwards, which is what we did, in fact, and pick up three guitars and a set of drums and say, well, if this is what you want, okay, we can do a lot of groovier things with other instruments, but whatever. It wasn't quite that deep or anything or that heavy, but when we ended up, we had a lot of fun doing it. And the record that I'm gonna play now, Good, Bad, or Indifferent, you can judge yourself, is the first record, the first really complete song that just us four, we were really mad. We didn't even have an engineer in the booth or a producer, nobody. We recorded it on a little Sony transistor tape recorder in a bathroom to get a groovy sound, because we figured, well, if that's what they want to hear and they really are uptight about us not really doing it. We all sat down and concentrated on our energies on trying to come up with a foursome sound just out of our own thing. And now we're back into, you know, like doing things with electronic instruments. I have an electronic instrument setup, you know, doing those kind of things. And we're using, you know, groovy guitar players and groovy horn players and groovy this players and groovy that players to get all kinds of different sounds. And, but this is like, in case none of you knew, the first, you know, honest to goodness kind of, the real first honest to goodness monkey song. And it's really bad. I mean, compared to other foursome sounds, I think, you know, because we had, like, I think 3 or 4 hours a night for about a week to do it, which is not a very long time at all, especially after you finish working on the set. And we'd all run to the studio, just thrashed and wiped out, but determined to put out a record, a really, you know, just a song about, you know, our first song, like. And as it came out, we like it. And I'm sure you will too, folks, here at KDWB. Anyway, this is the song that I'm talking about. that any of you who had any questions or, you know, felt a little, you know, upset or, you know, if you cared at all, and there were, because we got a lot of letters from a lot of people that were asking and wondering and worrying. All of you that felt a little down or a little bit had question about our integrity, I hope you liked that. I hope you honestly did without knowing anything that I told you, because that one was just for you. And here is what we listen to, the Monkees do, and all of our crew, most of the time, when we're out. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, brought to you on KDWB by Mickey Dolenz and the Big Dirty 630. The time is 3:30. Viciously attacked by a group of anti-monkey people, teeny people, and who shouted angry things like, "We love the Beatles forever and we hate you, and anybody who likes the Beatles can't like the Monkees," and lots of viciousness and hate, which not only embarrassed me and, you know, and hurt me to an extent, but it also puzzled me, because if they really, really dug the Beatles, they would realize that the Beatles, you know, well, I met them, you know, and they are not like that at all. Anything that I guess has to do with music and everything is kind of all the same thing. Anyway, we were viciously attacked, and if there's any of you out there in St. Paul who are of the same mind, I'm sorry. But I am a bigger fan of the Beatles than you are, probably. I met them in England, very uptight. I was scared to death. Didn't have any idea what to say, what to do. And as it turns out, all you're supposed to do is just sing and laugh and have a good time and generally be merry. And that's really exactly where they're at. And I ended up having a very groovy time. And they have influenced me a lot. And so maybe we'll have a big Beatle party or something like that. If you're wondering why the words in the back of the Sgt. Pepper album, it's because you're supposed to sing along with it. Get it? If any of you have the words, and you have the album, go get it and turn your radios up real loud. Go turn your radios up real loud and sing along. That's what we're doing here.
You must have been a beautiful baby.
This is KDWB, St. Paul, Minnesota. The time is 4 a.m.